A hospital is close to the heart of a small town. It's where babies are born, wounds are healed, and it's where many find employment. So when a hospital closes, that's a big deal for a small town. Across the country, more rural hospitals are closing. Mary Meehan explains why and how small towns are adapting to life without a hospital.
Carrie Ellis grew up a few houses away from the Owen County Hospital in northern Kentucky. Now the judge executive for the county, he knows the essential role a hospital plays in a small town. He also knows how hard it is to keep a rural hospital going.
I've always seen it struggle. I grew up seeing it struggle.
He's seen it operate as a for-profit, then as a non-profit, and the community even established a foundation to support it. But nothing really worked out.
I mean, the writing was on the wall. They were losing too much money.
When the Owen County Hospital finally shut down in 2016, it joined a growing list of closed rural hospitals. Health researchers say 106 rural hospitals have closed since 2010. 5 have closed in Kentucky. 3 have closed in Ohio. Ty Borders is director of the Rural and Underserved Health Research Center at the University of Kentucky. He says Appalachia has been hit hard as rural populations decline, and many communities can't support a full-fledged hospital. Even creating a better model is complicated.
Let's say a primary care clinic attached to an emergency department is that Medicare won't pay for that, won't pay for that kind of arrangement. Medicare will only pay for hospital or emergency department services that are in a hospital. And in most rural communities, that's a critical access hospital.
Belmont Community Hospital in Bel Air, Ohio, closed last month after 105 years. Officials in Pineville, Kentucky, are currently scrambling to save the town's hospital, even holding community prayer services to show support.
It affects us all, regardless of whether you live in a rural area or not.
Alia Ellison is managing editor of the Becker Hospital Review. She says hospital closures don't always impact care. But if someone needs to be transported 50 miles by ambulance or airlifted by helicopter to an emergency room, that kind of care is expensive, and that has a broad impact.
Because everything ties back into insurance rates and the economy as a whole.
Those towns left without a hospital do have to rethink care. In Owen County, Judge Executive Ellis helped establish 18 helicopter landing zones throughout the county's 359 square miles. Ellis explains that they also did a lot of outreach.
We did a huge campaign on when to call 911. So we wanted folks to have a real understanding of what was appropriate and what wasn't.
Dan Brigno is the administrator of Owen County Emergency Services. He says ideally the county would operate home health in tandem with emergency services, but he says finding enough paramedics is a hurdle.
We can't do that here. A lot of rural counties just can't do it because we just don't have the folks to do it.
He says continual financial juggling is required just to stay afloat.
Which means everybody's now, you know, trying to recruit from everybody else. I mean, you keep, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and eventually there's going to be no more Peter left.
Still, Owen County has just 2 ambulances. Brigno is acutely aware of the looming threat of some multi-car accident or mass casualty event.
Then we will do what every other rural county does in America, and that's ask for assistance from other counties and communities, and just hope that they have available units that can come.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Owen County, Kentucky.